A JetBlue flight from Boston to Sacramento hit severe turbulence last night. 24 people were sent to the hospital, including two flight attendants. People on board said fellow passengers who weren't wearing their seatbelts were ejected from their seats. The flight had to be diverted to Rapid City, South Dakota. Joining us now via Skype is Mark Weiss. He's a former pilot for American Airlines and CEO of Weiss Consulting Group. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And turbulence is common on flights, but this sounds pretty extreme. 24 people sent to the hospital.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, turbulence is a common phenomena. You know, certainly this was one that caused a lot of injuries, and that's quite a pity. There are ways to mitigate that.
And what are those ways?
Typically, you know, when you get a flight plan, it may indicate on the flight plan if there are any known areas of turbulence. And you certainly try to minimize that or avoid that by either changing a flight path or an altitude. Certainly, the other way you get that is through when you're flying is through the air traffic control will notify you if there's any known turbulence in the area. And also you'll be notified typically by other aircraft in the vicinity that they're experiencing a certain level of turbulence, or certainly if you don't hear anything, you wouldn't expect it. This seems like it may have come out of the blue, so to speak, no pun intended.
But there was a front moving across the country, and there was a weather warning about that. Would that not have been enough to get the pilot to divert or to change altitude?
Well, you know, weather fronts occur constantly. I mean, you're always going back and forth through them. Certainly no pilot is going to be flight planned through or knowingly go through an area of severe turbulence. You're not allowed to do that. And in that case, yes, they would have been rerouted or a different altitude or a different path taken. But that didn't seem to be the case in this situation.
Is the physical plane in any danger from turbulence, even this kind of turbulence? Could the plane fall apart?
Well, think of this. I mean, there have been so many incidents of turbulence over the years. I mean, in the context of everything, very few aircraft run into a situation like this. But there have been enough to document the airworthiness of an aircraft. No aircraft has been brought down by turbulence. Just as an example, years ago when the early jets were made, the 707, and we've certainly progressed with the quality of material and the technology invested in aircraft to make them even stronger. But when you see a wing flex, you say, oh my goodness, that's going to break or come off. But wings were made to flex originally 32 feet. That's quite a bit. So, you know, the engines aren't going to fall off the mounts. The wing isn't going to come apart. It's very disturbing and it's very uncomfortable. But, you know, there's a difference between being unsafe and uncomfortable. Typically, you know, when you fly, you'll hear that the pilot will say, we recommend that you keep your seatbelt fastened at all times.
Right.
And there's a reason for that, because you get a phenomenon like this where you may come across a jet stream, which isn't very big or very wide or thick, but you may run into that and find yourself in severe turbulence very quickly. So when somebody says to you, keep your seatbelt fastened, there's a reason for it. And I'm pretty sure that the majority of people who have been injured in turbulence accidents on board commercial airliners were people who were not belted in at the time that they were injured.
But you said a moment ago, no plane has ever been brought down by turbulence. Is that right?
Well, in recent times, that's absolutely true. There have been some phenomena years ago in the earlier jets where there have been some questions about that. But, you know, today's aircraft, the ones that you're flying today, the way they're built, they're absolutely robust and remarkable machines. You know, I flew for a major airline for more than 20 years. I've been through severe turbulence. The one thing I always had confidence in was the structure of the aircraft.
And how far is it falling when there is severe turbulence? Because it feels like a lot, but is it actually that much?
It really depends. I mean, we've had aircraft fall, you know, a few thousand feet, and sometimes it's just you know, very, very choppy. And you know, severe turbulence, there are definitions from the FAA on what constitutes severe turbulence, chop. There's various definitions, but it's when you lose control of the aircraft, even for a few moments. But remember that air is a fluid, and when you go through that, you're going to be going through different layers. So, you know, to be able to get out of this, either changing altitudes, changing a course, really will, you know, minimize the level of time that you're in this.
And the bottom line for the passenger is wear your seatbelt.
Absolutely. Passengers, crew, if they're not performing a duty in the cabin, need to wear their seatbelts. In the cockpit, we wore the seatbelts constantly, all the time.
That's Mark Weiss, a former pilot with American Airlines and now the CEO of Weiss Consulting Group, talking with us about turbulence after a JetBlue flight last night hit some severe turbulence. 24 people sent to the hospital after that. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.